Hi friends, I look super rough if you could see me on video. Sorry about that. I was not prepared to film a second part to this, but this is the aftermath of what you were about to listen to. I had the absolute pleasure of, wasn't really even interviewing, I was having a conversation with Matthew Daniel Siskin, and if you don't know who that is, you've probably seen his work if you are part of the Peaceful Army. He did so much for the Battle at Garden's Gate era and was so involved, and I think you guys are really going to love this. He gives a lot of great information without giving too much away, which I understand, and it was just a great conversation. I'm so happy that he was willing to talk to me. There were some really great things that he brought up that I was not expecting, so if you are a film person like me, you might find this really interesting. If you're really interested in hearing some of the stories of that era, it's also really fun and interesting. He was a great guy to chat with. Matthew, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for agreeing to do this with me. I had a blast. I hope you did too. And I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this. So please, I hope you enjoy. I hope it's something that maybe adds a little bit more magic to that era, because it did for me. Anyways, let's get into the podcast. I had to refilm this because last night I was a little panicked because I always feel so awkward talking on the phone. So this is the nicer version, but we'll head right into the call from here.
Peaceful Army.
Peaceful Army.
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army.
What? Really?
And I'm not sorry.
What does it mean?
Oh my god!
Greta's gonna wreck my shit.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Greta Van Fleet, and what do you care?
I think I'll make this my entire identity.
That was not very Peaceful Army of you.
If you don't like it, you can fuck off!
Hello, is this Matthew?
This is Matthew. How's it going, Zoe?
It's going great. I'm so glad that you're willing to talk to me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, psyched to chat. That was a really fun, crazy time. But yeah, take me in. I'm an open book.
Awesome. Are you still cool if I record this? Because
100%.
Awesome. Yeah, we do a little podcast and we talk about this stuff all the time.
I love it.
So this is super exciting. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be excited about this. So we have a lot of people in film, and we just sit and analyze and watch these music videos.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a really, that whole era is so cool. So I'd love to hear like how you were involved in it, because I saw on your website you are kind of like a creative director, but also you did the directing and editing for those music videos. So I was kind of wondering how involved you were in that whole process.
I mean, I would say I was it felt like I was kind of in the band, to be honest with you. It was a very, it was like a really just like beautiful time. It was like, I mean, it was still COVID times. So the guys were working with Greg Kirsten remotely, and he basically had given them his house in Silver Lake, and he was in Hawaii. And the guys were like just in there. And I remember, like, I was sort of brought in the fold. Like, I'm a creative director, but I'm really just an artist. Like, I make music. I just released a song today. I'm, like, making shit all the time. And I get brought into sort of, it's kind of more like a producer in a way, where it's like you come in and you're sort of a part of the world and you build the world. So, like, the album was, like, they were finishing two songs. They were doing, like I think it's, like, I forget the names. They were added at the end. Like, they had the whole album done except for two songs.
That's
and
awesome.
And they literally were finishing writing and recording those at a studio in L.A. And I basically lived with them, kind of. I lived really close by. And I was with them, like, every day for, like, 6 weeks or something. Like every day. And it was, like, incredible. And I just sort of, I remember, like when I first met them, like, I obviously knew of the band, but you don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And for, I remember just, like, walking into this house, and they're just, like, it's just them, and no one else is there, and they're, like, in the kitchen, like, just doing their shit, and we just kind of got, like, right down to it, and, like, they had the footage for My Way Soon. It was, like, all this random Super 8 footage, and I was, like, all right, like, I could definitely make a video from this. We need a video for that. Labels, like, we need a video, so I just basically, over, like, one night, edited the video for that just from their footage, didn't shoot anything new, And then, like, that was just, like, done. And then we, like, had the, like, scavenger hunt idea in the kitchen. And we, like, printed out frames of the video. And, like, Josh, like, sat for, like, 4 or 5 hours, like, doing the marker work on the back. Like, it was just, like, summer camp, basically. And then we would, like, sit around the pool drinking and, like, eating. And, like, I mean, I, like, never – I feel like I still am recovering from that time. Like, they would just go so hard and music all night long and, like, just – like what they are, like, just like, it's like they are exactly as they are, you know what I mean? And I think, like, I think that comes across, like, for people, because it's like they're just so themselves, and like there's no, oh yeah, we're a rock band during the day. No, they are literally that. So that's awesome. It was basically like My Way Soon, and then we fucking, it was just like we needed to just make videos, and we knew we needed to make a lot of videos. And the only way to really do that in that time was, like, well, I, like, had my camera and, like, an assistant, and we basically would come up with all of the ideas together and then just go fucking film, like, at 3 in the morning, like the Age of Machines stuff. Like, that was, like, we were, like, making a movie. It was, like, because Josh is very cinematic, and, like, they all are. But anyway, I could talk about it forever, but I'll let you drive with the questions. But,
yeah. I mean, that's super cool to hear. I mean, I think a lot of us, from their music and just how involved they are, like, now they're kind of directing or helping direct some of their new music videos. So it seems very clear that they're very involved in it, which is awesome. But I just, that whole era for me is like when I got into them. And I think that's what lot of other people did too, because it's such an immersive album in terms of like the visuals with all the symbols. And then you have this like great cinematic soundtrack. So it really needed those kind of short film style music videos because it was such a powerful album. So I'd love to hear about like the Age of Man visuals, like the symbolism, obviously, that had that spiral with it. And that was kind of used a lot in that. So I'd love to hear, like, were there any other visuals that maybe people might have missed first watching it, or things that you were like, oh, I really want to get this across, but people might not get it? Because I know sometimes I'm like that too, where I'm like, I'm gonna put this little tiny thing in here and hope somebody catches it.
I mean, here's the thing, it's like I almost hesitate to say too much, because it's like part of the magic, and we were watching this happen in real time. Like, I was with them, like we were reading the lore that was sort of like emerging around this stuff because of the way that we were handling it, like the gate, like alone, and like how much thought went, like, you have no idea, like every guy in the band drew on paper what they thought the sort of gate was, you know. Like Jake did like 7 drawings, and I like have them, they're like fucking beautiful, and like I think I put them somewhere, I think they're online.
I think we've seen board. When I tell you, we're like really theory based, so we've dived into everything.
He like signed the bottoms and shit, like, he's very Jake Kiska, like that guy, like every time he does something, he's like signing it and like framing it, and like it's very important to him, and it was beautiful. But no, I mean, there's definitely like, I mean, here's the thing. I'll be honest. It was like when we were making like the Age of Machine video, like, specifically, because that video, I think, really was like, in a way, like that song to me, honestly, like whenever, like the way I work, like I listened to the album before we did anything, and that sounded kind of like the soundtrack of the album, like just that guitar line. I was like, this is like the Battle of Garden's Gate to me. Like, there's all these other scenes, but like that fucking intro was just like, whoa. And it was, and I saw in my head, like highway and lines, like I just saw a road, it was like that, and it was like headlights and night, and I was like, that's all I know. And I told them that, and they were like, cool, okay. But where they really pushed me was like the narrative side of it, and Jake and Josh would go back and forth with like the you know, the people who are underground, who are coming above ground, who have awakenings, and they had like a whole pretty much script of it, but then like in the execution of it, like we weren't super literal to it, which I think leaves it open to interpretation, which is the magic of it. So I don't know. I wouldn't even say like a lot of it wasn't.
Don't
actually
give away too much, but
no, I'm not gonna say shit. Like, they wouldn't want me to. And it's so random. Like, I was literally talking to Jake like 3 hours ago, totally randomly, just like other shit. But it was just, I love those guys. We've stayed, like, we're like family. Like, we went through like amazing shit together, and it was like a while ago now. It's like years. It's like wild. But no, there's basically, like, we just knew that, like, The album was Sacred. I really fought hard, honestly, to like not put them on the cover. The label was like, no, like they've got it with the guys to be on the cover. Like the fans want that. And
no, we love the gate. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, that is, it's Sacred for sure.
I'm happy. Like it was, we basically discovered, and I don't know if you found this, there's, I think it's in like Spain or Portugal, but there's basically a mountain with a crazy castle on it. And the mountain is this weird triangle. And like, I like found, we were like reference image hunting all together one night. And I was like, guys, like, look at this. And they were like, whoa. Because it wasn't medieval, you know, it was kind of like Aztec futuristic, weird, like it was just this other thing. And that then really became the like, okay, this is sort of the way in. And then if the album is the symbol, then every song is a symbol and we have to treat it like that. So then it was like, basically just getting into like, they're like alchemical symbols. So it's like all of the...
Yeah, we discovered that. All of
and
that.
You found it. Yep. Yeah, it's all... I'm sorry. All that stuff means things, and all that stuff was on purpose, and all of that was like, it's just beautiful. And that's the thing; their music is like they take things that seriously. So it was just really fun to like be in a world with, you know.
Yeah, no, go on. That's good to know, because like we, my co-host and I, will sit there and be like, "Oh my god, this has to mean something. These all mean something." And people were like, "You're overthinking it." We're like, "No, no, no, guys, you have to understand. Like, they wouldn't just throw these things together and say it looks cool. Like, they have to have meaning." And it's kind of cool to hear that there is that much thought that's put into it. It's so cool. My co-host and I, we both have the Stardust Chord symbol on our arms now, because that's our favorite song. That symbol is really cool. So
that's so sick. We made so many variations of the symbols, and we changed. You have no, like, the types of details. So like, for you to have tats of it, and I've seen the tattoos out there, and like, it always blows my mind. Like I went and saw them at the Greek, and like I was like seeing people with like wearing these things, and I was just like, it's a beautiful language. But like, I tell you that, like, the revisions that we did, the corners of things, like, and then also, like, getting them to agree on things is, like, an art.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's amazing. But, yeah, like, the end result of that was just so, like, the only thing I wanted, obviously, was, like, let's make a video for every song. Like, I did that with Beyonce a million years ago. And, you know, I think, like, albums are all visual albums, and they're supposed to all, it's not about singles and, you know, but obviously, like, reality is reality, and like, labels are labels. Like, you can't really do that without like the bands like shelling out tons of money. But the ones we did were like, yeah, I couldn't feel better about them. But Age of Machine was like Sacred, and I was like, we have to do that. That was the first, and it was the second. Like, My Way Soon was easy.
Yep.
But it was also like that song too. Like, you know, it's like, it, where it sits in the album, it's sort of like, it's the like welcoming in, and then it's like, sit down. Yeah. I have something else to tell you, and you're like, wait, what?
It's so cool. And I love the Age of Machine music video, just because it is like so like 180 from the other music videos that they had put out in the past, which are like very fun and they're all in like one space and jumping around. But this was like a story that you could like sit down and you have to kind of like take apart piece by piece. And I really enjoyed like that aspect of it. There's all that like other found footage in there, and like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. But what is also happening with the storyline? So it was so cool to me to like sit down and like actually analyze it, because there's so much to like pick apart.
And that's the music. I mean, you're describing also like the song. I mean, I think that's when I know it's the right thing, because like, that's what the music wanted and like needed or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I think that's the whole point, but yeah, it's crazy times.
Definitely is. Can I ask how you did the spiral shots in Age of Machine? Yeah. Was that done in post, or did you do that with a camera?
Nope, that was real. That was me laying on my, basically I have like a Range Rover, Land Rover, and I had the back of the car open, the flat part down. Someone was holding my leg, someone was driving. And I was obsessed with these electric motorcycles for a long time, and like all the guys bought them, but like I like brought the first one to the house, and they were like, what's this? What? We got to try this. And then I got the company to lend us a bunch.
That's so,
like,
awesome.
Suddenly we had like five bikes, and I was like, let's go. And like their management was like, oh God. And like, you know, we were like really wild, but we basically like, yeah, like the Second Street Tunnel or Third Street Tunnel in LA. It was like 3:30 in the morning. There was like no traffic. And I was laying on my belly with like basically a Ronin, which is like a stabilizer, like basic YouTuber thing. And it has a cool setting where you basically can do 360 rotations. And I shot it all on like a 5D, like not a fancy camera. It's literally just a DSLR.
Wow.
And the whole video. And I didn't plan it. Like I didn't know. And we were going back and forth and having them like drive at different speeds and this and that. And I was like shouting at them. And I think Danny or someone, like I had I called someone and they were on speak. He could hear him. You know, he was like, he's always that guy. Like, he's like, yeah, you call my phone. Like I can hear you. And then we can communicate. But I was just like, let's go back and forth a bunch of times. And at some point I think I shot it like a higher frame rate. And then I just started spinning it. And I was like, this looks fucking crazy.
It looks like, awesome.
I just remember going back to the house after that, because to be honest, like Josh was always a little skeptical because he's so like a filmmaker and like, right. And I had this like little camera and I was just like, trust me. And then, but when he saw that footage on my laptop that night, like we went back, it was like 5-6 in the morning. We're like opening fucking White Claws and tequila and like we're by the pool and I'm like, dude, look at this. And I put the song on just with it. And they all just like got it and were like, fuck yeah, like that is so sick. And that was it. And like those kinds of shots, those sorts of things, like that scene with like the pink sky in the field, like
yeah, that's
we just went driving. I like knew we needed other places and like the water stuff is Greg's pool. You know what I mean? I just like jumped in the pool with a GoPro and like we were all swimming and like making waves with like a float. You know what I mean?
That's like, awesome. I love like hearing the behind the scenes because I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, it looks so cinematic. But to hear that like you were kind of doing it a little bit bare bones is like even cooler to me.
It was literally me, my camera, them.
That's awesome.
There was no one else present. Except for like an assistant. There was no one. We styled ourselves. We went to costume shops ourselves. They picked out everything they wore. I was wearing this like French work shirt every day at that time. And I brought them to the store that sold them. And then they all bought them. And I was like, wow, these look kind of really like uniform-y. Like you should just wear these in like that bunker thing that we're going to do on Saturday or whatever. And like, yeah, we shot the whole thing over like 3 days, basically. And we really did plan it out, like the locations and stuff. But then there was always like, oh, we need like this other thing. And then we were just driving randomly, like an hour out of LA. And I just saw these hills and I was like, what's that? And they were like ATV trails, basically. And I just drove my car out onto the trails, like, fuck it. And we just got out, walked around, and the sun started setting. And I was like, this is crazy.
So perfect timing, I guess.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. And I think that's how I feel about music too. It's like the guys would agree. It's like you sit down in the studio and like you don't know what's going to happen per se, but like you're like open to things happening and you have to just kind of show up. And that's kind of how we worked. It was very very inspired. It wasn't overly planned. It was overly talked about and argued and debated, but it wasn't like in the act of making things. Like they never really, like, I don't remember them doing any lips. Like, Josh never really, like, sang at the camera. Like, I would have him do it, but he'd be really like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do that. And I don't even remember, I don't even think there's any in there anywhere, you know, except, like, Heat Above's a different story. That was, like, a different video. But, like, this is, anyway, but yeah.
That's, I think that music video is so cool just because, like I said, it's like a short film. It tells its own thing. It's just really well done. I think it's a really great piece. Heat Above, like you said, is completely different though.
Yeah.
So what was the like change between like going from that short film to kind of like being comfortable singing at the camera?
It was funny. It was like totally different thing. I flew out to, so basically like I just had a vision for it, to be honest with you. Like I love that song and we were trying to figure out like kind of what was next and the label was like Heat Above, like let it like give me a treatment. And I was like, all right, hold on. And so I basically made like a presentation sort of thing. And I just thought in my head, I was like, this just needs to be like a really classic performance thing, but like done differently.
Yeah.
And it needs to just be kind of like different. And I don't know what that means, but I basically flew out to, it was a very different thing. I flew out to Nashville. Like, I had a DP on that one. And a local Nashville guy, a good friend of mine, this guy, Casey, who I think has like worked with the band since then. Anyway, long story short, I was just like, yeah, like soundstage, all white. But then of course the guys, or Danny was like, oh man, I want to like really get like this drum kit and I want to put the thing on it. And then I remember Sam was like, oh, I want a fucking like a Mellotron. And then they like, so basically management was like searching for all these like specific instruments. I think like Jake had like the white guitar. There was like little with the gold pickups. Like it became that very quickly, but that was like because of them. And like, there's nothing else happening. And so we basically put down like train track, like dolly track or whatever, and shot it like on a nice camera, like a big camera, and just went like back and forth and did the song a bunch of times. And just like, I think we ran it like 30 times. They just kept performing it over and over and over again.
That's awesome. Did they pick their outfits for this music video too, or did they have a stylist?
No, we had a stylist for that one. A local Nashville, it's years ago. I wish I remembered her name. She's amazing. But no, it was like a Nashville stylist. And, you know, here's the thing. Like, I say they had a stylist, but like the decisions they make and like what they ask for, you know, Jake's like, oh, you know, I want a chainmail fucking head thing. And they're like, okay, let's figure that out.
Yeah.
So like they had really specific asks, but, and then they came and like, you know, Josh had a very clear idea of like what he like kind of wanted to be wearing. And they described it. And then we actually got back like sketches from the stylist. Like, I'm sure I could find them actually, of like all their looks. And it was very like, kind of like tour design, like from working with Beyonce, like every look that she would wear would be like drawn by like a fashion designer. And that's kind of what it felt like. And I was like, oh wow, this is like, so I think like the elements that went into that video that were like the things that mattered of like what they're wearing and the look and feel of it. And that they really understood like what that video kind of was, you know?
Yeah.
I was basically like, I ended up going into the lighting booth situation, and I was controlling all the lights and the smoke with the song, because it was one take. Like, there would be no edits. Like, right. We would do a full take of the song, and the camera would kind of go back and forth, and I would let the DP choose kind of where to be. But I would be like, oh no, like that's the solo, that's here. Like, you've got to end up there at this verse, and at this moment here, I want the drum hits there, and all that kind of stuff. Because I thought maybe it would be a one edit video. I was like, let's try to make a one shot video. Even though it turned into like not that, which was cool. But I remember just like the intro of that song is so sick. And then
it is, yeah.
It's great. Yeah, and it's like Sam's just like looks like his hair was, and also like he cut his hair when I was with like friends with, like we were hanging out, and like, I just got my hair cut. Like, I have really long hair. I cut my hair, and then Sam was like, wow, I really like your hair, literally. And I'm taking credit for that. And I love you, Sam, if you hear this, but like it's true. And he cut his hair and he slicked it back, and it was like sick. And it was, he had this like new look to him, and it was like this moment, and he was just like at the Mellotron-y, whatever it was. And anyway, I was just like playing with the lights and bringing them up and then pulling them back, and like really just like kind of like live lights. Like, I don't know how to do that. I was just sort of like, they like gave me faders, and I was just like up, white, bright, back off, floor on, this bright, just this, more haze, like, you know, like, and it was just really fun. It was like, we were like dancing together. Like, I was just like, like we were performing the song together, and that's what it was. And it was like a really specific thing. And I'm just like, and like, I think it's one of like, I think it's just so different than Age of Machine. It's not competing with it, but it's like, that's what's so cool about the album. You know, it's like, there's so many different moods on that song. Like, Caravelle is one of my favorite, I think. And that's one of the songs that they had been finishing. Cause I have this memory of watching Jake play that guitar solo in the studio, in the live room. And I was next to him while he did it. So I have this like funny feeling, like remembering them as a band, like watching them play. It was just so sick. But anyway,
that's so cool. That one is also one of my favorite. It just that like whole breakdown towards the end of the song is so good. Yep. It's a really great song.
Crazy music.
I did have a question on about like that kind of film look that kind of appears in both music videos. Are you using the film camera, or was that
a that's posting? Real.
Okay.
So that's very them. Like, they had become obsessed. Sam was shooting all like Super 8. He had like four or five cameras. one of them actually coincidentally was like in my house for like 2 years, and I only recently like sent it back to them because we like all forgot. I have like the Age of Machine drill. Like, it's, oh like, God. I have that drill still. Like, there's just weird shit. I'm just like, what am I going to do with this? Because I took a drill and, like, covered it in plaster. But anyway, what was I going to say? No, so they were shooting all film, and they were also all about, there was concern when I first gave them the edit of Heat Above, like, is it cohesive with the other stuff? Like, with Asian Machine or whatever? And then I was kind of like, well, I think so, but I hear what you're saying. And Paige, or Sarah, I don't know if she goes by Sarah Paige anymore, like, when I first met her. Now she's, like, fully creative directing and fucking crushing it. But, like, I met her really early off, and she was sort of just photographing them. And she was in the studio for those sessions, and I met her then. But she was basically charged with, I was like, look, if you shoot Super 8 the whole time, we'll have, like, a bunch of shit. And, like, Sam was shooting, they were all shooting. So it kind of just worked out in that way. That it's very them, honestly. And that's where it's like, I'll get out of the way anytime when it's like, look, like, they have a DNA, they have a voice, they have a thing, obviously it's them. And they love, and the Super 8 stuff is just like beautiful. They were shooting through like crystals and stuff and like kaleidoscopy shit. And they shot like most of it, like at the end of the day when we were done, like full lights, and they were still in their like looks. And we were all just kind of drinking and walking around the set, basically this giant white room. And they just shot all then and got it printed and gave it to me, and I just went through it and I was like, yeah, this works. And it was cool. But I tried all kinds of weird shit. I was doing like some double exposure shit. Like, yeah, there was a lot of fun stuff. But all real. That's the thing with them too. Like, I didn't really use any, like, I don't really do post, or I didn't with that at all. There was like no, it was kind of like I would shoot, like, I wasn't even shooting log or whatever, and then having it, like, I would shoot everything how it should look. And then, like, tweak the color very gently, but not much even. So, like, what was shot in the camera was generally what was, like, in the video or whatever. Which makes it easier later, I think. But
much easier if you don't have to do all that coloring.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's everyone. I mean, I do it different now. I've learned a lot. I do things very differently now. I have, like, different ways of doing things. But, like, in that time, I mean, we're talking now, like, 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or some shit?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Just about. Probably. Yeah.
That's crazy to me. So, that's wild. But yeah, so I was just like, yeah, I'm a fucking little 5D and, like, my stabilizer and, like, running around, you know?
That's so cool. I love to hear that. I've always admired music videos. That's always something that I thought about in film school, just because I'm one of those, I guess it'd be very similar to you talking about, like, the visual art with the visual album. Is like, each song I listen to, I try to, like, think of how it would look if it were to become a music video. And so it's always so cool to me to, like, listen to a song first and then see how somebody else interprets it or makes it out to be. And I love how they are kind of stay true to telling a story with their music videos rather than just doing, you know, what you see now with music videos where it's just giant big dance scenes. It's kind of still,
it's just content. Yeah, it's just content. And, like, look, like, that has a purpose in the world of platforms. Like, obviously you've got to fill those spaces with something, and it's, you know, that's life. But yeah, I think music video as a, like, a medium, like, one of my best friends, actually, or not best friend, I take that back, he's a friend that I've known a very long time, but I've talked to him for a while. Grant Singer is one of the, like, most successful music video directors, like, kind of all time, sort of. He did massive pop shit, and he just did a movie called Reptile that's on Netflix with, like, Benicio Del Toro. It's, like, a crazy cast, like, crazy movie.
Oh, cool.
But he honed his craft making music videos, you know, to understand light and to understand, like, it's actually really hard to, like, squeeze shit into, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And tell a story. And it kind of is a really cool exercise, you know, because then you're, like, and then he worked on this movie for, like, 5 years, you know? So it's, like,
yeah, 3 minutes versus, like, an hour and a half, you know, telling story. You can tell it for an hour and a half, but 3 minutes, you got to make it cohesive and make it make sense. So
it's wild. And it obviously helps. Like, having the song is like having the script, is like having the blueprint, and you follow the emotional beat of that. But yeah, like, I've always edited my own stuff. I still do. it's something that I can never let go of, because it's in a way like more important than what you've even shot, because it sets the feeling and it's like, right. Yeah. And that's it. I mean, the guys were very involved in the sort of process of the editing, but like I would edit alone and then send them stuff.
That's the way to do it. I mean, you can't.
It kind of was. Yeah. They couldn't sit behind me. No. Like, we did that with photos because we took a shit ton of photographs. Like, I took all the photos, pretty much most of them, for that album. Like, when we went into the car, like the convertible, the Angeles Crest in the mountains, like Sam in the black Spanish jacket thing, like we went to a thrift store together, like, and bought all those looks together, and then like drove up the mountain and basically were just drinking. Awesome. And like taking pics. But then we did that edit together, and I don't remember what it was. We had like a kind of funny code word when we didn't like a picture, and then we would all like kind of say it and then delete it and go to the next one. But yeah, like it was just, yeah, it's just, yeah, I usually work with solo people a lot, and that's a different thing, but working with them was just like, it was like working with a family, you know. So yeah. And it's, they're not always going to agree with each other, obviously, so it's funny, but it was, yeah, anyhow, that's, there's a lot.
That sounds like both fun and a lot of pressure at the same time
to, yeah, try
to manage four basically, yeah, brothers, but also
literally
do all of that. Sounds like an interesting time for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think pressure's fun, so it's like I kind of looked at it like that, because we were doing cool shit. And also, like, we just all, like, kind of, I, like, fell in love with them. Like, they're, like, my family. Like, I, like, love them dearly. Keep in touch, like, more than anyone I've probably ever worked with, actually. Like, through the, because it's been years now. And, like, I'll just get a text. Like, Josh will just, like, send me a message. Like, a sweet message. Like, a thoughtful, thinking of you, hope you're well, you know, for no reason. And it's just, like, that's who they are, you know. It's I just love that. But
anyway. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy to hear that, because, you know, some artists nowadays, mm-hmm, are always worried that something's, you know, right around the corner, or something's going to be said, mm-hmm, but something about these guys, just from listening to their music, you're like, I trust them. I feel like they're cool guys, you know?
Well, they
hear that, so.
Yeah, no, there's real love in what they do, and they have real love for everyone that is a part of what they do. On all sides, and like that's just true.
That's
like
awesome.
And it comes across, and that's why that they are what they are, you know. You can't do that and then not like actually love the family that is like the band and the extended like fandom. I hate to even use that word. It's just not, it's
the peaceful army.
An army, or,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, literally, it really is. And like, I remember like first hearing like Josh is sort of like, he's like, oh, you know, I have this monologue. I'm just gonna have this monologue. You know, you got, I have this thing that I recorded. You know, I was like, what is it? And he was like, I heard it. I was like, wow, like, this is like biblical, man. This is beautiful. Like, this is not normal. This is not average.
It's not. It's definitely not. And that's, no, I think, why so many people connect with it, because, like I said, music now, it is very content, like it can be, you know, overproduced, or you feel disconnected, yeah, from the artist. But with them,
yeah,
they do have these real genuine ways that it feels like they're reaching out to the people that are listening to their music. And it is a very involved kind of listening, where you can listen to it on the surface, sure, but you can, yeah, also like really sit and listen to it. And like the lyrics mean so much, the visuals means like everything just kind of is up a level, which I loved about the band. I mean, some of their songs like really just pull a lot of emotion out of me personally, and I know a lot of other people, just because it's so profound. I mean, I'm sure Josh is super profound in real life too, but the lyrics that, yep, come out of them are crazy.
It's no, awesome. The man's brain is electric, and they all are. And what's amazing is that they all have, and this is like any, this is a truly, this is the story of like, I think every great real rock and roll band. It's like every member is sort of a planet, and together they are like a solar system or whatever. Yeah. But you can like zoom in on each planet, you know, and like I would have moments with each of them individually as like a brotherly sort of thing. Like Jake and I have like a language and a friendship that is totally unique to like anyone else in the band, as I do with Danny, as I do with Josh, you know what I mean? As I do with Sam.
Yeah.
And like, we would bond over specific things, but yeah, no, Josh and I specifically, it was like books, movies, existential 4 a.m. talk till we're both like unable to speak, and like, and then just like hug, you know what I mean? And it's just like so sick. Like, it's just very rare that you meet human beings like that, because I think human beings are rare like that. That's like a, they're just so open and like such good artists, because you have to be. But yeah. It's very, very real.
That's awesome. Very sick. Well, yeah. I don't want to take up more of your time if you have to go.
I honestly, I'm kind of good, because it's late. Like, I could go a little, longer. I'm just chilling. Okay. Do you have other questions?
I do. I just didn't want to bother you too
long.
No. As long as you're okay.
Go off. I'll tell you when. Go off.
I don't know if you can speak on this, but I know that there was a possibility of a Broken Bells music video. I don't know if you can say anything on that, but
I mean, put it this way, like, I'm sure there's many songs on the chopping room floor, you know, that like don't make a record. And that's just the way it is. Like, will those songs surface one day? Maybe. Like, do they end up somewhere like on a Reddit subreddit or whatever? Like, probably. Yeah. But like, you know, like, stuff sometimes gets made and then isn't. Like, it's that you hold everything to a standard, you know, basically. And if, like, you know, you're kind of like, you know, we could do better, or let's just like push on. There's other stuff to talk about. Like, I guess that's all I can say on it. Because I don't know if they would want me to. That's, but there's not much to say there. I mean, I feel like totally it's obvious. It's obvious. Some shit was out there, you know what I mean? So it's like, obviously there was something, but like, it, you know, again, like, you go to make a record, you record 50 songs maybe, and like the 14 or whatever it is that end up on the thing is like kind of what it is. And yeah, obviously there's always going to be shit left, but it's kind of like that.
I will let you know though, that the fans always, they're always like, oh, we were deprived of this music video.
Just know it's for the best. It's for the, you have to, you know, you, in the same way, it's like songs. It's like, you just trust that like they only want to put forward the like thing that is the thing. And yeah. That's
and what all. Was that's put all. Forward was perfect for.
Exactly. So why like throw a random, why mess with that? And we all felt that way, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear too, like, the tie-in kind of with the, I'm jumping back here, the Heat Above the Age of Machine music video. There's that bunker that's in the Age of Machine music video at the beginning of that. So it's kind of like a continuation of the story.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. I just had to say that.
Yeah, that was on purpose. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly as you picked it up. Like, I think, you know, there's that moment, and I think of it a lot, when the guys open the bunker door and it like goes white, you know, and it's like the light just flooded in. It kind of does that, and it like felt right, you know, and it was a cool, it just felt cool. Yeah, I was like, why not? Like, why not just glue it together, you know?
I love that.
Like they do with music, you know, because they should sit together, you know?
Yeah. I love
the same world.
I love that at the beginning, obviously love the full music video, but then there's also that like 30 second time lapse montage at the end of that music video. It's very hard to decipher what you're looking at with that, but I thought it was an interesting choice, because you have this very white and bright and kind of celestial view from the rest of the music video, but then you have this little peak right at the end that's different than the rest of it.
I'll be honest with you, I remember doing it, I don't remember what it is, which is so funny. I'm gonna fucking pull it up. Hold on, wait. The Heat Above video? You mean at the end of the Heat Above video, or the Major Machine?
Heat Above. Okay.
Yeah. Alright, hold on. Because I think, what the hell did I do here?
I think it's in the last minute of it, if I'm remembering correctly. There's like, it's like almost like a time lapse. It looks like it's at night on film.
Yeah, so you know what that is, actually? That is footage that the guys shot from the My Way Soon stuff. That again, like, I think I can hear my own thoughts. Like, I really wanted to tie it together, you know, and we all did. And I think that there's a beauty, because like My Way Soon was like, it's like, look at that video on one hand, and look at Age of Machine, and look at Heat Above. Like, these are three completely different things. The only common thread in it, which is all you really need, is like them and the music. But there was something about the texture of that, and there was just this beautiful shot. I think Sam did it. They were like at a rest stop, and he was holding a crystal, and was shooting through it.
That's so and, cool.
And then it's just footage of people in the streets. Oh, you know, I think the footage in the street was actually at a show. They played a big show somewhere near their hometown, and it was like a triumphant show for them. And I remember in the footage they showed like the marquee of like a stadium or something, and it was just like, maybe it was even the footage like, yeah, in the My Wasting Video, like, yep. they're like playing a show, like many shows, and like, yeah, I think that, like, just seeing basically you all, like, people waiting to go to the show and actually having people that are in line at the end of the video brings us back to the stage or something. I don't know. I think that's what I was probably thinking.
That's still really cool. I would have never thought to shot, like, shoot anything through a crystal, but now I feel like I need to go try that.
That's a thing that those guys taught me. They shoot through crystals, they shoot through like prisms, and it does a collider, like lots of kaleidoscope stuff. They basically rotate them, or like one of the guys will rotate them and they'll just shoot through it. And it's all in there. You can kind of see it. It's a really cool trick. It's really beautiful. And again, like, not a post effect at all. It's literally just in the camera, in this actual Super 8 camera. They had a box the size of, like, I'm trying to think, it was like, I don't know, 70 inches wide at least, and it was full of rolls of film.
That's
awesome. And they would just like dip into it and then reload the camera. They were printing so much. I mean, they were like keeping Kodak alive, I think. You know what I mean? Like not even exaggerating. It was like by the door in the house. I remember always seeing it there, and it was just like they had all the film that they could get their hands on, basically. Because I think they were afraid that you couldn't get your hands on it after a while. And they were just like, it was just sick. Like the whole time we were working, I mean, there is so much that they shot. Like, that'll just be in some documentary one day. But like,
yeah,
there is so much. Because they shot all of it. Like, everything was shot on Super 8. And it's so fun. It's like home videos, you know? It's like crazy. Yeah.
It was literally that.
Yeah, it was very real.
It's cool that they have such appreciation of even older music, but not only just the music, but just like older technology and appreciation for the older arts. Like, it's really cool. And I think, again, it shows. I mean, they still post a lot of pictures on film. Even a lot of the fans have switched over to using film when they go to concerts. There's the whole Instagram page for that, where people send that in. So
I love that. That's so cool. You know what it is? It's romantic. And I believe in that. And I believe in, like, it's like the same with like recording music and instruments and like, you know, their love of their physical instruments, like from a pair of drumsticks to a guitar, like the love of the object, and like, it's sacred to them. And it comes across, and like, they treat everything like that. And I think that's just like, it's just like a romantic way of living. Like, the things that we would eat and drink were like the same. Like, we would cook family dinners, you know? Like, we would all go to the grocery store. We'd be at like fucking Whole Foods, like me and Greta, and we're like in the fish aisle, you know what I mean? Or whatever we were doing. I don't remember. Like, just like shopping together. Filling the cart with groceries, you know? So funny. It was the best.
That seems like it must have been a really good way for you guys to all collaborate, though, because it's not like, you know, that I don't know how typical it is for that kind of relationship to blossom, but I feel like it's a really great kind of way to collaborate. I'm sure it was could be overwhelming to be around them all the time, but
I loved it. I never got sick of it, honestly. It was the set. We were all like in tears saying goodbye. Like, at the end of that process, it was like so sad. We were all genuinely like it was sad. It was like the end of the summer kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun, but it's kind of more, and it's, I've felt this way for a long time, but it's like, that's how a producer works. Like, if you're going to go work with like Rick Rubin or something, you're going to kind of live with him a little bit. Like, you're going to stay at Shangri-La, you're going to like get entrenched, and like, you're going to have meals together. And I think people separate like the making of music with the making of art for the music. And I'm like, why would you separate it? Like, this is as important, you know? So I think the fact that they knew that in like their bones, and we weren't following a script, like we weren't working according to like any sort of normal, like, which is stressful from the label side, so like, wait, what are you guys doing? You just bought a statue, like, what's going on? Like, what is going on?
It's an iconic statue.
David, yeah,
I'm wearing that shirt with it on it right now, so
damn, that's a whole story.
That statue is kind of a big thing. A lot of people, I think a lot of people have turned that into tattoos as well in honor of the aging machine. So,
That's wild. That statue is somewhere in Los Angeles. And I think the person who has it doesn't know where it came from.
Interesting. That's fun.
It's somewhere in LA. Somewhere. I don't know where, but we basically, like, after the video shoot, we were trying to break it and couldn't. And the owner of the studio was freaking out because he looked on the camera and saw us demolishing a statue and basically calls and is like freaking out. He's like, I shoot car commercials here. Like, what are you doing? Like, you can't do this. He's just like freaking out. And the guys were just like, we're not stopping. Like, we're going to finish this video. And originally we were like, we're going to destroy it to nothing, but it was actually really hard. Like, like we kept laughing. We're like, it's not breaking, guys. Like, we're drilling and we're doing and we're hitting. And Danny was like going off and like, we did enough because then it was more poetic that it was like defaced or whatever, you know, like true to the song. But then we got it outside somehow. And I remember like being outside with it and we're all just kind of like, what do we do with it? And we like pushed it over, didn't break. And we're like, fuck. And it was so heavy, no one could move it. And then eventually, like, I think someone else came. There was like some friends of theirs showed up. And it took like 9 of us to basically get this statue to the curb,
which
we did. And then we just sat it up and said, goodbye, David. And the next day, I'll never forget this, we all woke up. We're like, we got to go back for him. And I was like, I know. I thought the same thing. And I think it was me, Jake, and Josh, maybe, or maybe all of us. I don't remember. But like in my car, and we go driving to the spot and we're like, he's going to be there. And if he's there, then we don't know where we're going to bring him, but we'll move him. And we were like, and we got there and he was gone.
Oh my God.
So we don't know where he went.
Mysterious disappearance of David.
he went into outer space. Like, he's in someone's yard. I have no idea. Like, but somewhere is David with a hole drilled in his chest. I mean, and like his nose missing.
Well, it's going to show up
I do have a piece. I have a big chunk of David somewhere.
Well, that's good. At least that you have some memory of him, but I'm sure
I've got the drill.
5 years down the line, somebody's going to post about it and be like, I found this random David statue in the middle of LA.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, no one knows. And that's the thing. Like, I don't know if, like, we called him David, but I don't know. Was it a statue of Dave? Was it an actual? Like, we had this. Do you remember the Instagram that popped up? Was that a thing? There was like an Instagram account that basically Sam and I created, like, rogue style.
With and the didn't tell anybody. Machine?
Well, we know. Well, we made an Instagram for the statue as if the statue was posting.
I have not found that yet, but that's going to be fun to find.
I think that still exists. Hold on. I think it's David GVF.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Wait. Does it still exist? Yeah, he exists. It's David.Stone_GVF.
Oh, my God. David...
David.Stone_GVF.
Oh my God, he's got the sunglasses. Oh my God.
And we had posted like a whole feed of stuff, and then we basically archived it and we're like, RIP David. Yeah, and I think literally Sam wrote icon friend statue in memoriam forever.
Oh my God.
That's and he's wearing Sam's glasses. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
I didn't
funny.
Even know about that. Well, that's...
Yeah.
See, I try to find everything, but there's so much to uncover. I can't always do it.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, we were just kind of going rogue. It was like, I think I've been really lucky to meet people at different times in like the careers or whatever, where like, there's no one sort of guarding the castle, you know? And we're like, we would just do things and then like label would be like, so we see this account. It's like getting a lot of followers really quick. What's the plan here? And we're like, what do you mean, what's the plan? Like, there's no plan.
It's just David like, Stone.
We don't know what this is. But then we killed him off because we were like, we were posting. It was like, it was just such a thing. It was just fun. But like, that was a good example of like we were just having fun, you know? That's crazy.
That's awesome. You got to have fun and work at the same time, you know? So
I only have fun, honestly.
I love that.
I only, like, I'm never not having fun these days. It's good. So
well, I look forward to someday being able to say that I have fun while doing work. So
I think I hope so too. It's great. I highly recommend it. I mean, not every minute, but ideally, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely like a privileged thing, but I'm also like 41 at this point, and I've been like making shit for such a long time that when I get in the room with people, I think there's like a good trust, sort of in like an implicit trust that's there, and people kind of get out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
And let us do what we got to do, which is fun. But anyhow,
I mean, you got quite the portfolio under your belt. I was researching on your website and I was like, this shit's so cool.
thank you. It's always changing. It's always growing. It's never the same twice. And that's like, I think that's probably why I like doing it, you know, but it's wild.
It's a fun medium to work in because you can kind of expand and do kind of whatever as long as it works, yeah. You know?
So. It's just painting. Yeah, it just is like fun. And then getting to know the people you're working with. Like, honestly, getting to know the guys was the best part of the process. Because I didn't really, I wasn't like a big follower of the band. I didn't know the lore and I didn't know the like I was actually, I didn't even realize the sort of like the Peaceful Army to the scale that it is and is like. So it was kind of interesting then. So then like, you know, I like to be at the Greek with them and like I came to soundcheck and like, it was like this beautiful, like coming together again. And then I saw the show and I was just like, whoa, like all of the artwork has been brought to life and the set pieces and like the theatrics. And like, it's just cool. It's just magic. It's just literally magic. So, yeah.
Well, we view it as magic too. So it's seen on the other side with the fans, you know, we appreciate all the artwork.
Fuck yeah.
I am so sure that so many people are going to be excited to hear about this. I have a few friends right that are also film people, so we talk amazing about this and they're gonna be over the moon about it. I really appreciate so you spending time and talking with me. I took a big leap of faith. I was like, you know what,
it's my pleasure.
2024, it's been years. Yeah, so
if it was 2021 I probably would have said no, you know what I mean? But it's like, because they are, look, like, and guys, if you're listening, like, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm not trying to betray any trust, I have not given away too much, and you know that. But, like, they definitely aren't trying to be, like, here's the curtain, look behind it. But I think it's been a really long time, and they've also made a lot of work since then. And I think that album is, like, really special and deserves to be talked about.
Definitely.
And that's why I was, like, that's all. So it's cool, you know.
Don't worry. But, yeah, you didn't reveal anything that we haven't already kind of uncovered on our podcast.
I kind of got that impression, too. I could kind of, yeah, because you've had enough time to, like, sit with the stuff that's out there. It's like, you know, if I revealed the David Stone Instagram to some new people, I'm sorry. Like, that's not a big deal.
I can always cut that out, too, if you don't want it in there. But that
No. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. That's totally fine. I for some reason my email is still associated with the account and I still get those like Instagram up like reminders like, hey David, you haven't logged in a while. Well, these people want to like know what you're up to, and I'm always just like, oh my god.
It's I don't really know if they funny, do, but yeah.
I know, exactly. I'm like, guys, like come on. It's awesome. Hilarious. But yeah. Right on. Well, thanks for having me and yeah.
Thank you.
It's yeah.
Thank you for anytime chatting with me. I mean, I'm not sure that the guys will listen to this. I think we've only gotten one like from Danny, so it'll be very fun for the fans.
Then that's your cosign. They'd be listening.
Maybe. I'll hope.
If Danny's listening, they'd be listening. Oh, come on now. Guys. All right. Danny, come on. I miss you. We'll talk soon. I'm going to give him a call. Sweetest guy in the universe, man.
Oh, that I'm guy, sure. Right? We did make fun of him that on a Instagram post, and that's the one he saw, of course, because we tried.
Oh, he'll love that, I'm sure.
We tried like, an old-fashioned mezcal, and we were like, Danny, this drink sucks. Why would you say that this is your favorite? And then that's, of course, the one that he likes. And we're like, oh, we look like assholes now. Danny.
That's hilarious. No, he's literally a heart of gold. They all are, but... Awesome. Yeah. Anyhow, well, all right. Well, good to hang. Thank you, Zoe. It's fun. Fun to reminisce. It's been a while.
I'm glad that you were willing to reminisce. Thank you again for chatting
fun
with
memories.
Me.
Anytime. All right. So long to the Peaceful Army. I'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Right.
That might have been one of the coolest conversations I've ever had. I have no words. Thank you to Matthew for chatting with me. That was awesome. Thank you for not giving away too much, because we all know that maybe we shouldn't be giving out as much information, but we do like to help the Peaceful Army as part of the podcast of the Peaceful Army by giving the people a little nudge onto what everything means. But thank you again for chatting with me. That was so cool. That was awesome to hear about the creative process. And again, guys, like we said, these guys are real ones. It's just great to hear other people saying that too. And not just us, because we don't know them. But I'm gonna go sleep. And this is gonna be one of the craziest things I've done all year so far.